Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios, Denver. And we're on the Odyssey app. And you can get the show right there. Take us anywhere you go. Or the podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. Welcome to a Wednesday. Beautiful. Look how beautiful it is out there, man. The sun coming up.
Nice.
Looks good. Well, does it
although
not?
I will tell you, I drove in and I saw 3 cars with hail damage all over the cars.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
That does suck. I was like,
did you get hail yesterday?
I did not.
No. I didn't get any rain.
Oh, I got lots of rain, but no hail.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get anything, man.
Oh, really?
No, nothing.
It looked kind of scary by your house.
It went north of me, and it went south of us.
Gotcha.
It just split us.
Well, a lot of us got it. A lot of us did. And again, that, not Merkin. What's a Merkin? Mm-hmm. Merkin is that thing. That's not. Milliken. Merkin is a...
Merkin, Colorado.
Milliken. A merkin is...
I think it's a little patch thing you put down there.
I do, too. And who does that, by the way? Let's talk about that.
It's a toupee for your privates.
I know, but where did that even come from?
Know.
It's so weird.
I don't know why you walk in at 6 o'clock with a merkin on your mind.
I don't either, but it's milliken. Yeah.
I saw baseball-size hail yesterday. Wow, yeah, that is so crazy. Baseball-size hail.
The damage was crazy.
Yeah. Man, none of that today, though. We're about to heat up, man. We're going to hit 100 degrees. For the next couple of days, so it's going to be hot.
Nice and hot.
Nice and hot.
Summer, everybody. That's what it is.
My wife's birthday is tomorrow. The pressure's on.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, big 45, man. Everybody celebrates
that.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
Woo,
45.
Man. And I'm feeling the pressure this morning.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I got to figure things out.
Well, what you have to do tomorrow morning is before she gets up, you have to have it all decorated.
Yeah, I know. I got to go get the decorations today.
All right.
Yeah, I need that big old happy birthday spread out.
Yep,
right?
You sure do.
Yeah, I need that. I need flowers, right?
Yep.
On the counter.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of cards there, Frog and I.
All the things.
Oh, man, the pressure of it all.
Happens every year. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know why it's pressure.
Because it's 45.
Oh, okay.
It's a big one.
Jamie, are you kidding me? 44 is a piece of cake.
Oh, gotcha.
45 is a big one.
Big one.
Oh, man. We're going to be busy today. Did you see that Nintendo heist?
I did not.
It's crazy.
Gosh, a truck stop in Bennett. Somebody went in there and got 3,000 units of Nintendos.
Off of a semi-truck?
Yeah.
Pallets.
He took a nap.
Really?
Yeah.
The guy took a nap and they're all gone. $1.5 million worth of Nintendo products. God. They were on their way to Texas. So if you're in Texas and you're waiting on your Nintendo, ain't going to happen.
Wow.
Not coming your way.
I didn't see that.
They're in Colorado somewhere.
Holy hell.
Where do you store something like that?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, remember, I told you that story I watched on Netflix or whatever, and those Italian mobsters, they stole pallets and pallets out of a semi-truck, too, but they didn't know what they were, and they were sunglasses, and they couldn't get rid of them because they had to sell them at like one at a time on eBay, and they had 10,000.
Yeah, that would be my luck, too. You know?
They had to buy a storage unit.
Yeah,
that's what they did.
I'd break into a truck. I'd load a bunch of boxes turn out to be a bunch of yo-yos.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, we'll get into this story a little bit later on. Welcome to a Wednesday. Going to be a gorgeous day today. It's going to be upper 80s, but man, oh man, it's going to get hot for the next couple of days. It's summer. I think summer officially starts in the next couple of days. Summer solstice, right? Doesn't it?
You always ask me, and I don't know the answers. Why don't you have the answer?
I'm over here Googling.
I know.
Well, we don't
this
have
is
to test. June 20th.
We have June to do 20th. This every
it's
day.
It's only 2-3 days away. It's always so
just
June
know the answer before 20th. You ask me. Right?
June 20th.
See, it's you start Friday. Like you right, know it, right? You start like you know. It seems like summer solstice is coming up. And yeah, and like you know it. So I'm following along, And then you go, right?
Can I ask, does anyone else out there have to work under these conditions?
Does anybody else have crazy. Somebody that acts like they have the knowledge and then asks like, what do you guys know? And then you have to Google every time.
Days.
I was like,
I thought you guys would confirm it for me. I just asked.
We don't know.
We'll take a break.
I'm
going to
start
right
saying
back.
That. I'm just going to start saying that.
I don't know.
Who knows?
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
I saw a DIA where people were waiting to get to Concourse C for over an hour for a train.
Really?
They were down to one train yesterday. Every time a train would show up, it was packed to the gills, so nobody could get on. So they waited for over an hour.
What
Can
happened?
You imagine that? They had a train go down. I don't know exactly what happened to the train. They don't say it in the story, but I guess it went down to one train, and so people at Concourse C were pretty much screwed. They couldn't get on the train, couldn't get to their plane. Man, that would suck. That'd give you a lot of anxiety.
I'm seeing here it's because they were reduced for maintenance.
Oh, boy.
So they had to work on them.
Way to go.
Yeah. You'd think they'd do that in the middle of the night when there's like, well, it said late Tuesday, but I don't know how late it was. But you'd think they'd do that like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. Around here, we do our maintenance at 9 a.m.
That's true.
They never seem to want to do it. They never seem to want to do it overnight or on the weekend.
Right.
It's at 9 o'clock on Monday through Friday, man. That's when we do it. Yeah. But you get to the airport, and let's say you got 45 minutes to get out to your plane, and you're stuck there trying to wait on a train for an hour.
It was like at 11:40 last night.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him backed up. I saw the video this morning.
11:40 p.m.
That thing was shoulder to shoulder inside that concourse.
It's already a zoo, though.
Yeah.
With the construction and everything, it's already a zoo.
Yeah.
It is so packed.
It's a headache,
it
isn't
is.
It? Man,
yeah, it
getting
is.
Out to DIA, and you go to other airports, and it's just fine. Man, they
flow. Well, it's because we've been under construction for, I don't know, 20 years.
What are we doing? What are we doing out there?
Well, remember the first contractor, they like went belly up. And so then we got a new contractor. They had to start all over because they didn't like how the other contractor did it. So
what a headache.
That's where we are.
Well, we've all been through that, right?
Yep.
You hire a contractor for your house. You have to fire that person. Next one comes in. They start over. Before you know it, you're way deep in this thing monetarily.
Yes.
You know, it's just ugly. Ugly. All right. It is a Wednesday. Anything big going on today, Jamie?
No, nothing big. I'm waiting for my kid is still not home.
When's he supposed to get here?
Hopefully sometime over the weekend.
Coming in from California from college.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So he
right now he's in San Francisco at that what's it called? It's called the Y I don't know. It's the big AI thing that he had to be invited to, where Elon Musk and the guy that invented the AI,
Sam,
yeah, they're all talking. And so last night he stayed up all night, and it is okay. Can I just tell you something? They brainwash these kids. Okay, because Sam Altman, if you don't know this, Sam Altman went to Stanford, right? And he created OpenAI, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Elon. And he went to Stanford and dropped out at 19 and then got his first $30 million when he was 19.
Yeah.
So these kids see that, right?
Yeah.
Because all they have to do is create their own startup and then they get hedge fund guys to come in and buy them up and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so that's basically what this is you come up with ideas and then it's like Shark Tank, basically.
Yeah.
All these kids come up with ideas and it's Shark Tank and then all these people decide if they want to invest in it or not. It is bizarre. And like Elon Musk, he dropped out of school too. So they all think that they could just drop out of school and make millions and millions of dollars.
You know, and there's some that can and probably will.
Yeah.
But not everybody.
Nope.
So there's no, you know, clear path for anyone. So you kind of have to weigh it, you know, to whatever your opportunities are, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing over there? What's going on?
She's knocking over trash
like
can.
Five times. Yeah, but so they get brainwashed. And then Elon got up there and told
but why
all
do you
this-
call it brainwashing?
Because they think that they all should drop out of college. They're all getting offered right now $300,000 a year jobs right now.
Oh,
he just got offered a $300,000 job to start with a biotech company yesterday.
Okay, so, if you walk into a room and you're the speaker, you're like this guy that you mentioned. I forgot who he was.
Sam Altman.
You're this guy. And you're telling everybody in there that they should. Now, that's brainwashing. I agree with you. 110%.
Well, this lady
now,
came up to him. There's a lady came up to him and they were talking and she knew about Studious with my son did. And she's like, hey, you know what? We'd really like to talk to you. We have this job. It's $300,000. We'd like for you to do the back end of our websites and all this. And I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You have your whole life. You don't need to work for the man right now. Like, you have your whole life to make money.
But when you're younger and someone offers you $300,000, I'd be like, yeah,
and
what do I
just,
sign?
And you just turned 19.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, how can you turn that
but
down?
In his head, that'll be a yacht. And I'm like, you know you can't buy a yacht off that.
Yeah. Especially if you turn 30 or 40 and you're making $30,000 a year.
Yeah.
And you pass up on that $300,000.
Exactly.
You look back on it and going, oh, man.
That's what he said. What if I'm like 30 and all of this dries up?
I don't even come close to that.
Well, at least you'll have your degree.
From the very beginning, I always wanted to be in the radio. Okay. So I found a college that had a radio station. Once I got there, I got on their radio station and got a phone call saying, hey, can you meet me down here? We're going to start a station. And I quit school. I just took off. I said, no, I did it for $15,000 a year. Okay. Not for $300,000 a year.
That's
but it does
crazy.
Work out for certain people, but not everybody. It's not a blanket format.
Like I told you yesterday, Elon got up there and it's like, because you guys are all chosen ones, the 2,000 of you are chosen. You know, you all can be billionaires. The people outside of this room, they don't have a chance to be billionaires, but you do. Shut up, Elon.
See, that's you should never tell kids that.
Here's what they want those kids to do. They want them to drop out of school, come work for them so they make more money.
Exactly.
That's
right.
What they want.
Exactly.
We
right.
will pay you $100,000 a year. You're going to make me another billion.
Well, what this YC convention does, it's because it is like Shark Tank, they take 6% of your idea. So they automatically, they fund you and then they get 6% of your ideas of the company, your startup.
Exactly.
So that's what they do.
Well, I mean, it's kind of genius.
Though. I mean, it is. It's brilliant on their part.
You get the brightest of the bright and then see what they come up with.
Exactly. And then you get 6% of their company.
It's not a dumb idea.
No, it's not a dumb idea.
And it's not bad for the kids who make it too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
because they fund them.
Could be a winner in both directions. Who knows? We'll get to tabloid trash. That's coming up next. A lot of stuff out there. We'll get to it coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, Wednesday.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stand by.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Man, my friend, his name is Scott LaBauer. Anyway, his son was kind of like you, Carson. He was like this close to being pro hockey.
Yeah.
He played for Highlands Ranch, and then he got recruited out of there, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he's playing with the Tel Aviv hockey team, and he's there right now, and he can't get a flight out.
He's on their team?
Yeah.
Tel Aviv?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, he can't get a flight out, and so...
Stuck.
Yeah. And so, you know, he's from Colorado, so just thinking of him.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. I mean, not kind of. It is scary. All right. President Trump says he will probably extend TikTok again.
Yay!
Keep kicking that can down the road, right? Baby.
I think tomorrow is supposed to be the deadline, right?
I don't know.
I think yeah. Yesterday, I mean, tomorrow. I don't know why we keep saying yesterday. Tomorrow's supposed to be the deadline. Now we got another 90 days, right?
Yeah.
So
TikTok.
So we're just gonna keep on pushing this sucker. I love it.
I think there's bigger fish to fry right now.
Well, there's a lot going on.
Why it's been pushed back. Because,
well, I don't know. He keeps pushing it though.
No, I'm just saying that there's a lot going on.
Third time that he pushes it. So I think he just doesn't want to pull the trigger because he knows everybody will be like his own kids will be so mad at him.
Everyone's gonna be in an uproar.
Exactly. His grandkids, everybody, like, oh my god, because Kai, his granddaughter, she posts a lot on social media. I don't know if she's on TikTok.
I don't know.
Everybody's gonna be real, real mad if he does that. All right, Conor McGregor, man, that guy, he's just gonna be put away for life. There's a video of him in an Ibiza nightclub, it's gone viral, and he punched a club goer in the face twice. Just, we don't know why or anything. That guy got kicked out, but Conor got to stay, and he just boo boo right in his face. And that's all we've heard about it. He gets away with everything.
He flies off the handle all the time.
He does.
Remember that time he attacked that bus?
Yeah, with the chair or whatever.
Oh, he was broke windows out of it. They were underneath, I think, one of the arenas or something.
Crazy.
He's a whack job.
I agree with Carson. He has a real anger issue. real
bad. He's in the right sport, though.
That is true.
I mean, for anger issues.
Sean Diddy Combs, you guys, I'm worried that this thing is going to get mistrialed. If that's a word, mistrialed, because they're saying that things were leaked. Confidential details from a sealed hearing were leaked to the media, and the judge is not happy at all.
Boy.
With the prosecution expected to wrap up its case by Friday, the judge noted jury deliberations could begin as early as next week and made it clear the trial must be decided solely on courtroom evidence and not leaked information. He said that those two sides are going to be in trouble if he finds out who did it. The judge also held a closed-door proceeding. He's going to question one of the jurors over an issue and might call for their dismissal as well. So did he mind getting out of this thing? I mean, I don't know enough about law. Like, if it's a mistrial, I guess I can try it again, maybe?
Yeah, maybe go again.
Yeah. Tyler Perry. Now, I can't believe this is happening. Tyler Perry's such a good guy.
What's he known for?
Everything. He's an actor, producer, director.
He does
it. He's a creator. Yeah, he's amazing. He's the one that has that humongous house.
I know. He's got a lot of money.
That humongous house in Atlanta with the runway on it. He lands his airplane.
Yeah, he's got his own runway, which is crazy. Wow.
That is a house, nice. Right?
I have a driveway. I don't have a runway.
Yeah.
I don't need one.
Right. Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need one.
Yeah. He has a runway that all these celebrities come to his house and they just land their private jets.
That's cool.
Yeah. So cool. Anyway, he's been hit with a lawsuit accusing him of sexual harassment and assault. So now we have another one. There's a guy named Derek Dixon. He filed a $260 million lawsuit accusing Perry of using his power to coerce him into a sexual relationship in exchange for career advancement.
Oh, my.
I know.
Oh, my.
I know. I guess he's on some show called The Oval. I have never heard of this. Sorry. He said he refused Tyler Perry's advances, and then the next thing you know, he was being retaliated against.
Oh, so Tyler used him as a runway?
I guess he did. Oh, that's a good one. Good one. Come on. Yeah, come on.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Let's see here. Perry allegedly groped Dixon, removed his panties, and used character roles to control him. I don't know.
So character roles?
Yeah, like, all right, so we're going to go over here and let's see how great of an actor. So when I had to go to Penny Marshall's house, because she didn't like how I was as an actress or whatever, so she would give you a scene and you had to play out the scene.
So you're getting lessons.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
she would critique you.
Yeah,
and...
so I guess they played doctor.
No, they played runway. Yeah, let me land this thing.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have revealed the name of their daughter. It's Saga Blade Fox Baker.
Huh?
Where's the Baker from? Saga?
That's his real Machine Gun's real name is Coulson Baker.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, so Saga Blade Fox Baker. So Fox apparently is her real name.
Yeah, Fox Baker.
Fox Baker. So that's Saga. I don't know. Saga is, let's see here, was chosen. It felt right. It really felt right. That's what he said. Saga just felt really right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt right.
I did a double take the first time I saw it because I thought it was Sage at first.
Yeah.
And I was like, Saga? I must be reading that wrong.
Sage, you mean?
Yeah. I think Sage would be a good name.
It yeah, but it's Saga, right?
Yeah, it's Saga, yeah.
Saga. Sage. Yeah, all the spices, really. The all. All right, I'm done. There you go, Tabloid Trash.
All right, coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, that big old Nintendo heist happened in Bennett, man. A truck loaded down with Nintendos, and they're all gone. Over 3,000 units stolen. We'll play you some of the audio. Jim Hooley from Fox 31, he covered it this morning. Big deal. And we'll do it next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.